Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Link Sandblom, Cinder Sariadi, Retro Seamstress, Nick Micolate, Tasha, M. Sharkey 3, Alex K, Brianne A, Ashley Cherchere, Emilia Williamson, Catherine White, Ames Me, Hannah LaPlante, C, Britt and Astrid, Juicy Sushi, Ferrin, Dean Winchester, Jessica Wells, Molly W. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Kato, a.k.a. Kato. May your nom de plume make them nom de swoon.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Dubious, morally wrong, but not killing David. Or standardising David. I don't even know what standards needs to do. I don't know what they do. Do they just standardise things?
David! David!
Traxel!
David! Hello! How are you doing? You look a little bit stressed, David. You did so well yesterday, David. You did so well. I was proud of you in a way.
Oh,
as
no.
proud as somebody can be of a thing. No, sorry. That was harsh.
Yes.
You're a cherished thing, David. A thing better. I hold close to me, like a brooch given to me by a maiden aunt.
Or Percy.
What? Oh, what's that? What? Who? No! Over there! Ah! Oh, there's something in the corner!
Oh,
I've got it! I've got it! Ah, it was a shadow.
Oh.
But I nearly got it.
Well, I thought it was...
But I've been thinking, David. You've done...
Terrible things.
Very well.
Oh,
over
yes.
the past few sessions. You've really started to really grasp what it is to be a salesperson. And I think I'm seeing... Much as I hate to say it, David, real improvement in your work, so...
Right.
I suppose I should maybe be a little bit less harsh with you.
Right.
Now, I don't want you to think that means I'm going soft, David. I'm not. I'm not going soft. In fact, I'm going to be like sandpaper grinding away at your face. But you must remember that it's because I care.
Caring sandpaper.
About making myself the most glorious consultant ever to have lived! But you have to remember that behind that, David...
Yes.
...is ambition.
Mm-hmm.
And behind that, David,
mm-hmm.
is fear
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the past.
Right.
But in front of that is a big pile of velvet.
Right.
That I sleep on at night.
Okay. You sleep on top of your fears.
I had a bed and I set it a little bit on fire because there was a flood. So found some curtains and they were velvety and I tore them down and I sleep on those.
Right. And the bed is your fear?
Hmm?
The bed is your fear.
There's no metaphor here, David.
You've just
a big bed made of curtains.
Right.
Because I burnt the flooded old one.
Yes. I'm not... But it's... Whatever. Okay, anyway, there is a brief to do.
There
so
is.
Shall we do a brief? What's the lesson, Traxel? What wonderful thing are you going to teach me today?
Well, David, this is one of the more... extreme lessons that you have.
Really? This is the more extreme one?
This is a more extreme lesson, David, because this is about emotional leverage.
Aren't they all about emotional leverage?
In a way, but this one is 100% about emotional leverage.
And yesterday's lesson wasn't 100%?
Well, no, yesterday's lesson was about confidence, about how you, I, are, am,
yes,
never wrong. And you dealt with that beautifully, and
yes.
that person crumbled like a duck.
Okay, so what is this 100% emotional leverage extreme lesson that we're going to be learning today?
When you are dealing with a client that has not been tractable with any of the other methods we've learned so far...
Right.
You tell them that you're dying and that this is your dying wish. It works every time, David. Nobody can deny a dying person. They're dying. Yeah?
Okay, so we're both going to be dying.
We're all dying. Now... The beautiful
That's
thing
true.
About this, David, the beautiful thing, because you got really hung up on the ethics last time, the beautiful thing is we are all dying.
So it's technically
true. And a technical truth is the best kind of truth, because it has all the legal definition of truth with none of the moral complications of truth.
Okay, right. Yes, fine. Yes, this is our dying wish.
So we're going to find ways in which we can apply that lesson
okay.
to this particular issue.
Okay, well, let's check the brief, and hopefully it's got some really strong death themes, eh? Maybe they want a death planet for their death dogs, where they put all their dead pets.
David, just because I think you're doing well doesn't mean I'm going to accept this level of sass.
Okay, fine.
I'm still in charge.
Right.
I'm still in charge, boy.
Okay.
I'm fully charged up like a battery of confidence.
But David. Right. Anyway, shall I get the brief out?
Go on.
Master, sir.
Servant.
Goo.
You're going to crumble like a duck.
No, I'm not a duck. You're a duck. No, I'm reading the brief.
Am I a duck?
No, you're not a duck.
You're a
consultant called Traxel.
I must eat bread.
There isn't any bread.
Oh, okay.
Well... Look, brief time now, okay?
Yep.
Initiating.
Right, so who are you? Stefan?
I'm Traxel Geistman.
Okay, so... Sorry? Okay.
Bickering tangents reaching critical levels. Security alerted.
Speaking as the brief...
Oh, sorry.
Asking the client...
What an amusing mix-up. I'm Traxel Geistman.
No.
Sorry. I see what's happened. There's been a silly mix-up.
Yes.
A silly mix-up.
Yes, so...
I'm Traxel Geistman. How are you?
I'm David Seven, and I'm fine, and I'm reading the brief.
Oh, excellent!
Okay, so...
Because I'm Traxel Geistman.
Okay. So the brief says, who are you? And the brief answers... And the brief answers back...
Right. It interrupted me, I don't like that.
Okay. So I'm going to start again.
Okay, we're starting again.
So the brief says...
I'm
the
Traxel
word,
Geistman.
No, so the brief says the words, who, right?
Yep.
Not addressed to us.
Nope.
Addressed to the client.
Third person.
Ah?
Yep.
Yes.
Traxel Geistman.
No, so So the brief asks these three words.
Okay.
In no particular order.
Yes.
Are.
Yep.
You.
Okay.
Who?
No, I'm Trexel Geisman.
Wait. So the. It's Stefan the Mantis Shrimp.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, fine.
Right. And their preferred pronouns are he, him.
Yes.
Stefan the Mantis Shrimp's pronouns are he, him.
It's okay. You can just read the brief, Dave. You don't need to be so careful about all this. You're in good hands, because I'm Trexel Geisman.
Right. So why do you want the
planet? I don't want a planet built. It's not my request.
To be fair, it is unlikely to make a difference.
So why does he want the planet built?
Oh, sorry. It seems to have been... David, you'll not believe the mix-up that's happened here.
Do you know,
I'm Trexel Geisman.
Right. No, yes. Okay, so why does Stefan the Mantis Shrimp want a planet built? Right. So Stefan the Mantis Shrimp wants to celebrate his 10,000th birthday.
That's so old.
He's now the oldest mantis shrimp in the universe.
That's the oldest.
Huzzah. It says huzzah.
Huzzah.
Quite a cheerful mantis shrimp.
Mantis shrimps are, despite their violent demeanor, a mantis shrimp, one of the more cheerful beings you'll meet in the universe.
Huzzah, I suppose. So Stefan the Mantis Shrimp's likes and dislikes.
Yes.
So likes, the ocean, long walks along the beach at sunset, stars, rainbows, colorful objects that also emit light arranged in logical order, soft sand to burrow into the end of the long day. Right?
Okay.
Dislikes. Being exposed to the scrutiny of my peers.
Nobody likes that.
Ooh, okay. Candles, barracudas, marine biologists, and grey.
Okay.
So, if you're an animal, what would you be?
I'd be a Trexel Geisman, galloping across the plains. Fear his claws! I'm more of a scavenger, really, but I've got the claws.
No, so Stefan the Mantis Shrimp, if Stefan the Mantis Shrimp were an animal, Stefan the Mantis Shrimp would be a... mantis shrimp.
Oh, that's boring.
Or a lion.
Oh, okay, or a lion.
They're very much the mantis shrimp of the land. Or we're the kings of the ocean, whichever. Right. So what is Stefan the Mantis Shrimp's greatest strength?
Punching at the speed of sound.
Surprisingly, no.
No. I've always thought of that as the mantis shrimp's strongest power. That and its emotional distance.
Nope, wrong again. Mm. Well, not according to Stefan, I can detect 12 different wavelengths of light, unlike pathetic humans and other petty species. So it's got very rude very quickly, only see in 3 wavelengths of light. So I have access to all the hidden colours of the universe, which I didn't know were a thing, but hidden colours and universe are all capitalised. So I'm assuming this is a thing that only mantis shrimps know. And
the HCU.
I want to know what the hidden colours of the universe are.
We all want to know what the HCU is.
I am bored of only seeing in 3 wavelengths of light. Stefan is completely right. I want to see in 12 wavelengths of light, and I want to see the hidden colours of the universe. It's not fair.
It's not fair. I want x-rays.
Yes. Anyway, let's find out Stefan's weakness so we can kill them and take their art. No, wait,
whoa,
hang on a minute.
David.
Sorry.
David. No. You've become an ardent globe thief.
No. You're a thief of...
Visible wavelengths greed detected. Security alerted.
No. I've heard it come out now. All of a sudden, you are covetous of their wavelength-seeing globes.
No, I'm not.
And I like this colour on you, David.
No.
Colour me violent.
Caution. Globe thievery will not be tolerated.
No, it's... moving swiftly on, what is your greatest weakness? I'm really tasty, served with a variety of sauces.
And that has served the mantis shrimp very poorly over the eons. So long-lived. So violent and powerful, but yum. Mm.
So we have a 10,000-year-old, very happy, very tasty mantis shrimp that likes walking around in the ocean and burrowing into things at the end of a long day, and they can see very well in many different... Yes. So we're going to tell them that this is their dying wish, or...?
No. David, you ignorant fool.
Oh.
It's my dying wish. Hello, Stefan. Let's roleplay.
Okay.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
I'm Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. Huzzah!
Hello, Stefan the Mantis Shrimp.
Hello, Trexel Geisman that I've only just met. Huzzah!
How are you?
I'm great.
Have to let you know that I'm dying.
What?
And my dying wish is that you purchase everything from me.
Everything?
Everything. Don't think about it. I'm dying, Stefan.
Even your obvious toupee?
even the toupee, Stefan.
Oh.
Pull it off my head.
Okay.
Pull it off my dying head.
Okay, here I go. Stefan the Mantis Shrimp.
I didn't think my hair was a wig.
I just thought that was a bad haircut.
So did I.
Have it back.
Put it back.
Have it back.
I don't like learning things about myself in such an alarming way. I must have had hair at some point, and I must have replaced it at a wig at another point, but I have no memory of those two things converging.
Stefan the Mantis Shrimp, huzzah!
Ah, you see? So even as a mantis shrimp...
Oh no, I haven't bought anything from you yet. I've just nicked your wig.
That's true. Okay, Stefan.
Yes, huzzah!
I wish for you to transfer all your credits to me.
No.
But I'm dying, Stefan. And this is my dying wish. Would you deny me my dying wish?
Well, Trexel Geisman, I do like living, but I've only just met you and still need to have things to
and
live
you
with
won't
myself.
Have time to know me, Stefan, because this is my dying wish.
Well, sucks to be you, nerd, because I'm seeing in 12 different wavelengths.
Oh.
I'm Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. Huzzah!
Oh. Right, end roleplay, end roleplay.
Roleplay holovision terminated.
Right.
You're really cocky as that mantis shrimp. You can't just tell me that my lessons don't work.
Well, no, but... I mean, I'm being Stefan the Mantis Shrimp.
Oh, I see. Now all of a sudden you know so much about Stefan the Mantis Shrimp that during a roleplay, Texel Geisman's lessons don't work. Lesson 6, emotional leverage, telling them that you're dying and this is your dying wish, doesn't work anymore because David Seven's a convincing mantis shrimp.
Well, no, just, look, but... Okay.
It has to work, David, because I thought of it.
That is not a good way to judge things.
No, but look, here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? I was basically very method, and I was thinking, what would Stefan the Mantis Shrimp think? And I came in completely cold. I didn't know you. I don't know Trexel Geisman. I don't know anything about Trexel Geisman. He hasn't let me in. He's just walked through the door, told me he's dying, and told me to give him all my money.
Well, I suppose that's a good point. You need to dig a hole in order to put the posts and pegs down.
Yes.
In order to gain the fulcrum on which the emotional leverage will sit.
Yes, you can't just come in completely cold. It slid off me like water off of a quacking duck.
Not a crumbling duck. No, a happy quacking duck.
Yes, a very alive 10,000-year-old quacking duck that's the oldest duck in the universe. Huzzah!
Beware the eternal duck. Their ancient wisdom is a ploy for bread.
Okay, well let's run it again and I'll open up and we'll see.
Okay, right.
Roleplay holovision initiated.
I'm Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. Huzzah!
Hello, Stefan. How are you?
Hello, Trexel Geisman. I'd like to purchase a planet, please.
Before you do, Stefan, I'd like to tell you a story.
Oh, would you?
It's a story about a young boy.
Right.
Barely out of the nursery.
Okay.
His parents, powerful people. Powerful people, but distant people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got busy jobs, they're busy people. They can't be expected to take care of a one-year-old screaming and defecating, so they put him into care. Good people, I'm sure, but not them.
Okay.
But he meets someone. He meets someone one day. Ooh, I suppose you'd call them a clone. He's still young now, of course, you understand, but he meets a clone, and that clone becomes his friend. The clone's only there to take care of him. It's a functional clone, but the young boy sees something in that clone, a friendship, a camaraderie, in many ways. They're both in the same situation, coming from different angles, yes, but the same nevertheless, both trapped by circumstance, both limited and underappreciated. And then one time... His parents come home early and they see him talking and laughing with a clone. A clone, and that's not right!
Imogen, stop
that's
the roleplay.
That's below the station of a Geistman!
Imogen, stop the roleplay!
Take the clone away! Take them away and
Imogen.
Stick the boy in
roleplay
school!
Television.
So he can learn to be proper. And so that boy closed up. So Stefan, do you want to buy a planet? Because I'm dying! This is my dying wish.
So, Trex, I did stop the roleplay because you've fallen off your chair. And,
Are you buying from me?
No, wait, hang on a minute. I've stopped the...
Are you buying from me, David?
What? No, I'm not buying anything from you.
Buy from me, please.
Trexel.
Please buy something from me, David.
Trexel.
Buy my...
Stop grabbing at me.
Buy my things.
Trexel, I have... You don't have anything I want. I don't have any money. I'm a clone.
You clone.
It's like who was?
Percy!
What, your graph friend?
No, Percy the clone!
Did you name... Did you have a clone when you were younger?
Yes.
And it got taken away?
Yes.
And recycled?
I don't know.
Well, so why are you so careless with us now?
I got too close. I got too involved, so I just thought, well, maybe if I don't care, it won't hurt.
Won't hurt you?
Well, it didn't help Percy, did it?
Well, your parents...
He wasn't up to standards.
Right, so your parents took away your childhood friend and so you've decided to take it out on every single other clone you've ever met.
You've about got it there, David.
Despite the fact that they die when you do this.
Oh, snap.
Yes. So what you're telling me is that your behaviour towards clones is not just ignorance, but it's on purpose. You're telling me that everything you've done to get clones recycled has been on purpose and knowing. What you're telling me is that you've basically murdered...
Whoa.
About how many clones have you murdered, Trexel?
Hey, now.
How many clones have you murdered because you lost a friend when you were a poor little child
this...
with your poor little big house what? And your poor little what? Rich parents, eh?
It's willful negligence at worst!
Your parents or you?
Both of them!
Right, do you like your parents?
No!
Right, well, I don't like you!
Good!
Fine!
Good!
Still continuing to be fine!
I'm Trexel Geistman!
I'm David Seven! What's your point?
I don't know!
Right.
This took a real turn.
But we have to get through this, David, because we're running out of time, so...
Well, I'm getting through everything all the time, so this is basically fine. This is basically par for the course,
fine,
Trexel.
Fine, okay, fine.
But yeah, sure, use your sad story on Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. Huzzah! Okay, huzzah. And we'll see how much Stefan the Mantis Shrimp
huzzah
likes it. Right, we're going to go in there, and you're going to tell your stupid dying story about your stupid clone, your stupid heart. Honestly, who do you think you are?
Oh, I'm Trexel Geistman.
Oh, no, right, we're going now. Right, hello, Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. I'm Trexel Geistman. I'm David Seven.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.